This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Sar directs National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. Government forms three-member recommendation committee for the appointment of chairperson of the Security Boards of Nepal. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public for caution as risk of heat wave is likely for next 3 days in Tarai region. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he's ready to go back to war with Iran as efforts to end war remain uncertain. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. During a discussion held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers with officials and staff of the Commission, Prime Minister Shah stated that only a well-organized system of planning and policy research can facilitate smooth service delivery by the government. Referring to the Policy Research Institute, he said, "The government will fully embrace the academic work of experts." Prime Minister Sir instructed both institutions to work without excuses and deliver results without hesitation. During the discussion, officials of the Commission briefed the Prime Minister on progress, challenges and budget status in their respective areas. The government has formed a three-member recommendation committee for the appointment of the chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal, SEBON. According to Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha, the cabinet held today decided to form the committee under the coordination of Dr. Gunakar Bhatta, vice chairperson of the National Planning Commission, while the members will include Finance Secretary Ghanshyam Upadhyay and Bhuvan Kumar Dahal. The meeting also decided to appoint Dili Ram Acharya as the chairperson of the Problematic Cooperative Management Committee with Navaraj Simkhara and Roshan Bahadur Shakya. The cabinet has approved the bill to amend the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 for submission to the Federal Parliament. Similarly, it has also approved the bill to amend the House of Representatives Election Act 2073 for submission to the Federal Parliament. The cabinet meeting has also approved the bill to amend the Voter List Act 2073 for submission to the Federal Parliament. There remains continued risk of heat wave for few more days with the increasing temperature in different parts of the country, sharing that there is possibility of heat wave in some districts of Tarai till Thursday. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged all concerned to adopt high caution. The temperature in Tarai area of Lumbini province and Sudarpashchim province had reached above 40 degrees Celsius this afternoon. The temperature in Dhangari and Nepalganj was recorded at 43 degrees Celsius, while Kathmandu stood at 33 degrees Celsius. Meteorologist at the department, Binu Maharjan, shared that there is still possibility of heat wave in the eastern part till Saturday and few more days in western part. The department warns that heat waves and high temperatures can cause headaches, dizziness, fainting and dehydration. Children, the elderly and those with chronic illness are urged to take precautions. The Amnesty International AI has launched its annual flagship report on the state of the world's human rights for the year 2025-26. The document highlights about predatory attacks on multilateralism, international law, and civil society. According to the report, the world is on the brink of a perilous new era driven by powerful states, corporations, and anti-rights movements' assaults on multilateralism, international law, and human rights. Agnes Callamard, Secretary General of Amnesty International, said world leaders have been far too submissive in the face of attacks on international law and the multilateral system. The report incorporates crimes against international law, genocide, crime against humanity, war crime, irresponsible transportation of arms and impunity took place in 144 nations in 2025. The report indicates that such incidents have risen in 2025. Amnesty International Nepal Director Nirajan Thapalia said the annual document indicates that the status of world's human rights is not satisfactory. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Samir Paul Kapoor paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal today. The two leaders discussed various issues including strengthening of Nepal-U.S. bilateral relations, the Foreign Ministry said, adding that expansion of cooperation on trade and investment also featured in the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Police have taken 22 inmates into custody following re-emerged unrest inside Siraha prison. The action was carried out this morning after the group allegedly tried to take control of the prison's internal administration. 2 days ago, a group of prisoners forced out a prison guard, Prem Chaudhary, in an apparent attempt to take control of the administration. The inmates have been accused of forming factions and disturbing the peace inside the facility. Security forces intervened to restore order amid rising tensions. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ramesh Bahadur Pal confirmed a morning operation at the prison to maintain discipline. Police detained 22 inmates to prevent further incidents and are preparing to transfer them after completing legal procedures. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump says he's ready to go back to war with Iran if no deal is reached by the end of the ceasefire tomorrow, according to Al Jazeera. Trump tells CNBC he does not want to extend the ceasefire, which is due to expire on Wednesday. Diplomatic efforts to end the US-Israel war on Iran remain uncertain, with Tehran saying it will not negotiate under the shadow of threats and it will not negotiate under US naval blockade. Earlier, Iran's parliamentary speaker said Tehran was preparing new cards on the battlefield if fighting with the US resumes. US media reports that Vice President Zed Vance will travel to Pakistan on Tuesday, but Tehran has not confirmed it will send a delegation for talks in Islamabad. Japan has relaxed decades-old restriction on its arms exports, clearing the way for it to sell weapons to more than a dozen countries, the BBC reports. The announcement on Tuesday marks a milestone in Tokyo's shift away from the pacifism that has characterized its post-war defense policy. It also comes at a time of heightened tensions in the region. Restrictions that limit arms exports to just 5 categories, rescue, transport, warning, surveillance, and minesweeping, will be lifted. This means Japan can now sell lethal weapons to the 17 countries with which it has defense agreements, including the US and the UK. A ban on arms sales to countries involved in conflict will stay, although it does not cover those that have defense pacts with Japan. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Himalayan region and mainly fair in the hilly and Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. Government forms 3-member recommendation committee for the appointment of chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public for caution as risk of heat wave is likely for next 3 days in Tarai region. And US President Donald Trump says he is ready to go back to war with Iran as efforts to end war remain uncertain. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.